美国的真正起点从来不是莱克心动的枪声。
The true starting point of the United States has never been the gunshot of Lee's heart.
而是1776年那份独立宣言。
And it was the Declaration of Independence of 1776.
它不是底层活不下去的揭竿而起。
It's not the bottom of the barrel, but it's rising to the top.
而是56个当时北美最有钱、最有权、最有学问的人。
Instead, it was the 56 most wealthy, powerful, and educated people in North America.
赌上全家性命的集体造反。
Rebellion for all.
这56个人的共同三观。
The common three views of these 56 people.
一字不差地被写在了独立宣言里。
The words were written verbatim in the Declaration of Independence.
看懂了这份三观，才能真正看懂美国的底色。我们从小到大听过的革命，全都是乘胜吴广式的。
Understanding this set of values can truly reveal the true nature of America. All the revolutions we have heard about since childhood are like those of Chen, Sheng, and Wu Guang.
官逼民反，走投无路，不造反就活不下去。
When the government oppresses the people, and the people have no other choice, they will rebel if they don't.
哪怕是建立汉朝的刘邦。
Even if it's Liu Bang who established the Han Dynasty,
也只是个管十里地的泗水亭长。
he was just a small official in charge of a few miles of the river,
相当于现在的乡镇派出所所长，算不上什么大人物。
equivalent to the current head of a township police station, not a big shot.
但签署独立宣言的这批人完全是相反的。
But these people who signed the Declaration of Independence were completely opposite.
他们是殖民地的上层人，日子过得比当时90%的人都舒服。
They were the upper class of the colony, and their lives were much better than that of 90% of the people at the time.
比如说华盛顿。
For example, Washington.
他是弗吉尼亚的大农场主。
He is a large farmer in Virginia.
坐拥近50,000亩土地，种烟草、种粮食，还开着当时北美最大的威士忌酒厂。
Located on nearly 50,000 acres of land, it cultivated tobacco, grains, and operated the largest whiskey distillery in North America at the time.
是殖民地最富有的人之一。
He was one of the wealthiest people in the colony.
托马斯·杰斐逊，另一位大庄园主。
Thomas Jefferson, another large landowner.
也是独立宣言的主要起草人。
Also, a major drafter of the Declaration of Independence.
本杰明·富兰克林，全北美最有名的科学家、外交家，后来靠一张嘴说服法国出兵，才打赢了独立战争。
Benjamin Franklin, the most famous scientist, diplomat, and later, through his persuasive words, convinced France to intervene, which ultimately won the American Revolution.
约翰·亚当斯，顶尖律师。
John Adams, a top lawyer.
是在大陆会议上舌战群儒，硬生生推动独立投票通过的核心人物。
The core task was to engage in a fierce debate with a group of scholars in mainland China and to successfully push through the passage of an independent vote.
还有唯一的神职人员约翰·威瑟斯庞。
There is also the only cleric, John Witherston.
他是普林斯顿大学的前任校长。
He was the former president of Princeton University.
是他把宗教信仰和自由理念相结合，给了独立战争最坚实的精神支撑。
He combined religious beliefs and the concept of freedom, providing the most solid spiritual support for the independence movement.
按常理说，他们根本没必要造反。
In a normal situation, they really don't need to cook.
只要继续效忠英国国王，他们的土地、财产、地位只会越来越多。
As long as they continue to be loyal to the British king, their land and property status will only increase.
但他们还是签了字。
But they still signed it.
以自己的生命、全部财产和家族荣誉起誓。
I swear with my life, my entire property, and my family's honor.
一旦失败，等待他们的就是绞刑和满门抄斩。
Once they failed, they would face the death penalty and be completely wiped out.
签字之后，英军立刻通缉他们。
After signing, the British immediately began to hunt them down.
56个人里，近一半人付出了家破人亡的代价。
Of the 56 people, nearly half of them paid the price of losing their family.
9个人死于战争或伤病，17个人的庄园被烧毁。
9 people died from war or injury, and 17 houses were burned down.
其中5个人被英军俘获，受尽折磨。
5 people were captured by the British, and they were tortured.
他们不是为了活下去才造反。
They didn't revolt for survival.
是为了守住自己认为天经地义的权利。
To defend what they consider to be their inalienable rights.
独立宣言里最核心的那句话，很多人都听过。
The most core sentence in the Declaration of Independence, many people have heard it.
但未必懂它真正的分量。
But they may not understand its true significance.
我们认为下列真理是不言而喻的。
We believe that the following truths are self-evident.
人人生而平等。
All people are born free and equal in dignity and rights.
造物者赋予他们若干不可剥夺的权利，其中包括生命权、自由权和追求幸福的权利。
The Creator has endowed them with certain inalienable rights, including the right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to pursue happiness.
这里有个很多人不知道的细节。
There's a detail that many people don't know about.
杰斐逊特意把洛克提出的财产权改成了追求幸福的权利。
Jefferson deliberately changed Locke's concept of property rights into the right to pursue happiness.
这句话的本质是天赋人权。
The essence of this statement is the right to life.
这些权利不是国王赏赐的，不是政府给的，是你生下来就有的。
These rights are not granted by the king, nor are they given by the government, but they are inherent rights that you possess from birth.
为了保障这些权利，人们才自愿拿出一部分权利建立政府。
In order to protect these rights, people voluntarily give up a portion of their rights to establish a government.
所以，政府的正当权利只能来自老百姓的同意。
Therefore, the legitimate rights of the government can only come from the consent of the people.
如果政府反过来欺压老百姓，
If the government turns to oppress the people,
侵犯这些天赋权利,
violate these fundamental rights,
那人民就有权推翻它。
The people have the right to overthrow it,
建立一个新的政府。
Establish a new government.
这就是他们的共同三观。
This is their common core values.
世界观是造物者平等造人，人性观是人人拥有不可剥夺的天赋权利，社会观是政府应保护人民权利而存在。
The worldview is that the Creator creates people equally. The humanistic view is that everyone has an inalienable right to talent. And the social view is that the government exists to protect people's rights.
当然， 我们也要客观地说，这份平等在当时只覆盖白人男性。
Of course, we also need to objectively say that this equality only covered white men at that time.
奴隶、妇女和印第安人被排除在外。
Slaves, women, and Native Americans were excluded.
这是他绕不开的历史局限性。
This is his unavoidable historical limitation.
但放在250年前，这已经是人类能提出最有勇气。
But at that time, this was the most courageous thing humans could do.
最超前的政治理念了。
The most advanced political ideology.
其实中国古代也有类似的思想。
Actually, there were similar ideas in ancient China.
诗经里说，
The Book of Odes says,
天生真名，有物有责，明知秉仪，好事宜得。
天生真名，有物有责，明知秉仪，好事宜得。
也认为人的本性来自上天。
I also believe that human nature comes from heaven.
但我们的文化里更多讲的是人命关天。
But in our culture, we emphasize more on the importance of human life.
却很少把自由关天、幸福关天放在同等的位置上。
However, it rarely puts the same emphasis on the views of freedom and happiness.
我们更习惯政府管着我们，而不是政府为我们服务。
We are more accustomed to the government controlling us rather than the government serving us.
人是行走的三观，政府其实也是用行的三观。
People are walking three views, and the government is actually using the three views in action.
全世界的社会形态。
Social forms in the world.
追根到底都是一套共同三观的用心。
At the root of everything, it's all based on a shared set of values.
不同的相信。
Different beliefs.
会长出完全不同的世界。
A completely different world will emerge.
1776年。
1776
56个人的共同相信开启了一个影响全世界的时代。
66 people's shared belief opened a new era that influenced the whole world.
而我们今天所处的这个世界从来不是某一个人凭空造出来的。
And the world we live in today is not created by any one person.
是我们每一个人的相信一点一点凑出来的。
It's a result of everyone's belief bit by bit.
很多人总在抱怨这个世界不好。
Many people always complain that the world is not good.
其实
Actually,
这个世界好与不好根子不在别处。
The good and bad of this world are not rooted elsewhere.
就在我们每一个人的心里。
It's in everyone's heart.
你相信什么？你身边的人相信什么
？What do you believe in? What do the people around you believe in?
我们所有人共同相信什么
？What do we all believe in?
这个世界
，This world，
最终就会变成什么样子
？What it will eventually become.